Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Lynette. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Temple hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rapulski hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burgess hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hemus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lynette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lawrence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapolski. Lawrence reaches second base with a double. McMillan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. George Crow is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hemus is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemus hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bausch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bausch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bausch hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rapolski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapolski hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lawrence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lynette is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to third. Lynette moves to second. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Reds. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. Lynette moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapolski. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Crow moves to third. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. One out. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies 2. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lawrence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawrence strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. He must settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seth Moorhead now pitching. George Crow is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Crow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Crow hits a line drive into right field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lynette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 2. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Marv Blalock pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Marv Blalock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blalock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynch. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hemus is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Two outs. Ed Bausch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bausch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harmon pinch runs for Ed Bausch. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Ed Bailey now catching. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Rapolsky hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Marv Blalock now playing first base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Lynette and he is safe. Temple steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Alex Grammas now playing second base. Pete Wisenant now playing right field. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanchez covering, for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata pinch hits for Joe Lynette. Stan Lopata batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lopata takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kaczynski pinch runs for Stan Lopata. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.